This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And Biggsy, Mr. Olin Krutz filling in this morning. Great to have him here. I think you're familiar with him. And Brad joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Biggsy!
Morning, boys. What's going on?
What's up, Biggs?
How we doing?
You tell me. What's the big quarterback battle like in New York? No one cares. Come on.
The one where the owner says that they don't want the draft pick to play at all this season.
I don't really get much into that.
You know, it makes you feel good that the Bears are in the state they're in when you look around some teams. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tear into Eli Manning, but he has not been very good for a while, and they obviously draft a guy, and now they don't want to play him, and it's just kind of a bizarre situation.
Yeah, you look at the Giants, and I was thinking about this earlier this morning, and are they where the Bears were 2 years ago? I think they probably would hope to be there, because that would mean that maybe next year they're ready to do something, but roster-wise, they've got to get better. The good news for them is the draft pick, Daniel Jones, looked pretty good last week. We'll see how long Eli can play well to kind of keep him on the bench. They've got a ton of questions about the wide receiver position. And as we've seen in Chicago, sometimes it's difficult to get quality quarterback play when the receivers aren't the best. That's been a problem that plagued the Bears for a long time. And, you know, I wrote earlier in training camp that this was the best group of wide receivers that I've seen for the Bears in nearly 20 years. But, guys, then they go out against Carolina last week. Wide receivers were targeted 16 times and made a grand total of 7 catches for 64 yards in that game with Thomas Ives leading the way. So they certainly didn't play like that was the best group they've had in a long time. And if you're looking for something to kind of keep an eye on tonight, the back of the roster battle or back of the depth chart battle at that position, let's see some production from those guys. They've got to get better play, obviously, from the quarterbacks that are going to be out there. But that's one thing to watch tonight when we don't expect many of the frontline guys to take the field.
Yeah, and you look at the comparison between the Giants and the Bears, right, Biggsy, and you see that the Giants have 8 guys from this year's draft in their first and second string of depth chart, where the Bears only have 1 or 2, right? So there's a difference right there. And speaking about the one guy that I'm interested to see again tonight is Montgomery. And I hope – I don't know what you think. I don't think they should use him all that much just because his style of running. He's so physical, and he really – he doesn't shy away from contact after watching him last week. But the one thing I thought he could improve on, I was wondering what you thought, is I thought he bounced it outside a couple times too many last week and really didn't press the line of scrimmage. And it kind of led to a holding call on Bradley Soule on one of the plays.
Yeah, well, people – sort of celebrated that touchdown run, and I kind of had the same reaction as Matt Nagy. I went back and watched it, and I'm like, well, there really wasn't anything special about that. He ran toward the line, and then there was a ton of daylight to the outside, and he went that direction. I'd imagine, Olin, and you'd have a better idea about this than I would, but that could be something that's going to take a little bit of time for him to improve on, and to learn that he's got to trust his blocks, and he's got to let the play develop. Because I'm with you, I don't think he's going to get more than a handful of touches if he indeed is out there tonight. And you see that a lot, I think, with some of the younger running backs where they don't trust it, or their first instinct is to head to the outside. I've always joked that, and you don't see a whole lot of 9-on-7 drills anymore, but also known as inside run drill, right, where you'll see the there'll be a lot of running backs that'll want to turn that into outside run drill, which is not the way it's designed, right?
You know, I got to tell you, Biggsy, my only concern with him, and you won't know this until you get about four or five games into the season, but isn't he a guy that kind of runs after contact, but runs to contact a little bit? I mean, he's shifty. He's not a speed guy. He took a lot of hits in college and kept going, and now the speed and the angle changes a little bit. So I just want to see him get through a few games so I know what he is.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But a durable guy in college as well. Listen, he might not be the best running back in the league. He's probably not going to be that. But, boy, I think he can be really darn good, especially when you consider where they were able to get him in the draft. I mean, they've got a real upgrade at this position this season, with a nice blend of guys with some different skill sets. I think Mike Davis will be able to pitch in this year as well. We all know what Tariq Cohen can do. And then I'm sure we'll see a lot more of Kareth White tonight. Boy, is he fast. And if he can find a way to do anything on special teams with that speed, I think you've got to find a way to carve out a spot for him on the roster, right?
Yeah, and where the Bears are right now, Biggs, the most interesting thing to me, and would love to get Pat Manley and your thoughts on this, is when you watch the film from last week, you see Mike Davis on the punt team as a wing, right? You see Montgomery down there. He got a block in the back. You see receivers that you don't expect to see on special teams. So one thing you get out of all these kind of specialists that Coach Nagy wants is who plays special teams.
Right.
Who's running down there? Like, Mike Davis started as a running back in the first preseason game, Biggs, and then he was playing on a few of the special teams too.
Yeah, that's a good point. The more niche guys that you add to the roster, the more difficult it becomes to fill out your special teams unit, and that's the kind of thing that you can be forced to make some difficult decisions if you're 5 weeks into the season and you've had a couple injuries pile up because of the trickle-down effect, and that can be really taxing on your special teams unit. So we'll see this week and then next week, you know, kind of how Tabor's mixing and matching guys on special teams, because those guys have got to practice too. And so if you see some young guy that all of a sudden he's running with the ones on all four phases of special teams,
right,
you know, that's reason to kind of sit up in your chair a little bit and say, hey, I need to take a look at this guy because they're taking a hard look at this guy.
I said this last week, and I caught a lot of grief because I guess I have to clarify myself, but I remember when the Bears drafted Neil Anderson, and Walter Payton was in his final year, and Neil Anderson played special teams. He just wanted to be on the field, and that kid was the best special teams player I've ever seen. Now, I'm not talking about Devin Hester returning kicks, okay, or punts, so everybody can stop texting. I'm talking about coverage units and all that stuff. Here's a running back who ended up being a Pro Bowl running back who was just to get on the field, played special teams, and he broke his rear end and was everywhere on the field.
You guys remember Frankie Smith? Remember Frankie Smith? That guy was a good Larry Wigum. Those are good
Larry Wigum was a great special team. Brendan Iambadejo was an unbelievable special teams player. I'm saying, but those are guys that were only in the league for special teams. I mean, what you're talking about, if you can get a speed guy, a wide receiver, a running back willing to play like that, your special teams can take a jump. Mm-hmm. Because you guys had to keep a special teams spot open. Special teams ace was a roster spot. That is a luxury that a lot of teams don't use.
Yeah. Biggs, you know what
That's the guy that McManus has been that guy.
That's true.
For the Bears, more or less the last couple of years. Although last year he actually got some time on defense when they sort of carved out a role for him in the dime package that they hadn't used a whole lot prior to 2018 anyway.
Biggs, this year it seems like in preseason you're always looking to see, what do we need to watch for this team and what's wrong with this team? Well, this is a pretty damn good football team when you go to camp and you watch them and you look at their depth chart and not a lot of holes besides the kicker. What are you most excited to watch this year? Which group do you want to watch in that first game against Green Bay?
I mean probably the front seven if you're talking about fast forwarding to the Packers game. I think just look at it, what's Khalil Mack look like when he's been through an off season in your building? And
he's gonna go against Bakhtiari, which is, gosh, that's a pay-per-view matchup.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you'll pay to watch that. I mean, I will if you're a lineman. You're going to pay to watch that.
Yeah. But I think just seeing the kind of the front seven and watch it roll out, because you've got some concerns, aren't the word, but you've got some questions. Mm-hmm. How does this defense pick up from where it left off a year ago with not just a new coordinator in Chuck Pagano? And I think some people kind of overlook the fact that it's Chuck Pagano and brand new position coaches, with the exception of Jay Rogers on the defensive line. So they didn't just bring in one new guy. For most of these defensive players, they're hearing two new voices, a new position coach and a new coordinator. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that group performs through the first quarter of the season, through the first half of the season, where you've got enough action to really get a sense for how Chuck likes to call a game, how the players are responding, and how they match up against what they put on the field a year ago.
Two new voices and loud voices, and some of those voices just keep going on and on.
Yes.
All right, Biggs.
All right, Biggs. Thanks,
man. Buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
That's our guy, Brad Biggs. He is the football man from the Tribune.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.